Joining us on the hotline right now from Deadspin is the new man in charge. How do I pronounce it? Delurio, yeah?
Delario. I think, yeah.
Here's AJ. He's hilarious. AJ Boomer and Carton on the Fan in New York. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good, bud. So I walk us through the story on the relationship you guys have with Jen Sturger and how you first came about the allegation of these junk photos from Brett Favre.
I think it was around early February, just before the Super Bowl, Jen and I had begun, conversing about stuff that she could do for us, possibly for the Super Bowl and whatnot. And we run a lot of, these photos of athletes taking pictures of their genitalia on the site.
Right.
And we were just having that conversation pretty casually, and she had said that, I get a lot of these photos all the time. And she was just, going on and said, you wouldn't believe some of the people that sent me these things. From there, it went into the fact that, when she was working for the Jets, that Brett Favre was actually one of these guys that would send her a lot of these photos. And some of the photos were quite ridiculous, as we put on the site,
right,
about him in wearing Crocs and wearing the wristwatch that he retired in.
Right.
Jen was basically saying that, she was going to give us the pictures and the voicemail. She played me the voicemail.
All right, so let me stop you there. So just so we're very clear about it. It wasn't like you were probing her for, hey, has anyone done it? She offered it kind of nonchalantly.
Yeah, she did.
Okay,
yeah.
So then you being in your position, someone says to you, I have photographs of Brett Favre's junk sent to me by Brett Favre. Well, you got to do what you do, and that is, let's go get him, right?
Yeah, this is unfortunately just part of my job. And this is one of these things that we will look into, but
right.
This is also 2 months out of the whole Tiger stuff, so I think there was a legitimate news peg as much as you can put that up on this situation.
Right, and then she also claimed, in addition to photos, that he had left kind of flirtatious voicemails as well, right?
Yeah, she played me the one over the phone, and it was really silly. It wasn't really that incriminating, but it is kind of strange that Brett Favre is a married man and just calling her on the way to and from practice. And he had this very Mississippi simpleton charm about him, but it was kind of odd.
Isn't it kind of weird that she kept the voicemail?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
the other thing too, though, is we're talking to AJ from Deadspin. I'm on the site now, AJ, and you actually reprinted one of her emails to you as well.
Yeah. Basically, our policy is the whole entire time that most of the emails are on the record that we receive. Jen is, this obviously is not the nicest thing in the world to do to Jen, but I did say I wasn't going to sit on the story forever. I talked to her, 2 days ago and said that I want to move forward with this. Can I get your clearance on it? And my interpretation of her email back to me was just yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting. You actually got to her. We can't get to her anymore. We can only get to her people. Maybe it's just
that's
a geek.
That's what everybody's telling me. We had, I had gotten to her before all this stuff happened. And, honestly, right now, it seems like all of her handlers are basically no comment.
Well, I don't know why she has handlers. She's a nobody. But she PR'd up now, and now she's obviously worried about, the ability to have a career in her chosen profession, which is certainly going to be very tough for her.
Do you really think that's the case? Because I really don't know about that.
Here's the point. The problem is that, you take a company like Versus, and you look at who owns them, and they're trying to position themselves as a, we have fun on that show, but we still have to have some level of credibility. And they could find any attractive woman to put them on that show. She kind of loses credibility from the standpoint of saving the man's voicemails and then outing him to you guys.
I guess you could look at it that way. But at the same time, I think there are plenty of people that, done far worse or in, different positions than she is right now.
Yeah, now, you have not seen any of the photos. You've only heard the one voicemail yourself, right?
Heard the one voicemail, but let's just put it this way. There's another person in the media who has seen the pictures, and I talked to that person about it, and that's where I got, most of the specific details from.
Right, so now that other person was shown the pictures, I imagine, from Jen, correctly?
Yes. Correct? Yeah.
All right. So here's the problem. She's showing the photos to people.
So she's showing the photos to somebody. You spoke to that person, so they obviously exist.
According to her, yes, they do.
Right. Well, according to this other person too, though, right? According to this other person in the media,
third party.
Yes.
So where is it at? I know you got beaten down yesterday by the quote unquote mainstream media, and of course they would have done the exact same thing, but. Where does it stand as of 9:15 this morning with this?
In terms of getting beaten down by it?
No, I don't care. Listen, I think it's...
I mean, right now, I'm trying to see just like if there are any other people who have maybe had a similar experience, and I think that's where, you know, we'll go from there. Obviously, everybody would love to hear from Jen at this point.
Right.
I'm in the same position as everybody else, waiting for her to kind of comment on it.
Now, did she do her Versus show last night or no?
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I think she did.
Did she comment on it on that show or no?
No.
Well, see, that's a bad job. If you're gonna go on TV and you're now part of a major story, you got to comment on it. You know.
That seems like an odd decision to make. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hey, by the way, have you guys gotten any more emails from other disgruntled interns here at the Fan? By the way.
Not so far. No, none. It was just the one. But I've been told that producer's been taken care of.
Not as a direct result of that story. There's some other things that happened, but he is no longer employed by the company. All right, brother. Listen, I love what you guys do, and keep it going. If something happens, I'll give us a shout so we can talk to you about it on the air, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
All righty. Sounds good.
There's AJ over at Deadspin. All right, so... she was on TV last night on that Versus show, and I apparently did not address it. Now, I didn't see it, but I think if she had addressed it, we would have it, right?
You know, she created a firestorm over at Deadspin. AJ felt like he had enough to go with it.
He got a corroborating witness to it, at
right?
least.
Right, at least he did that. And right? then, you know, now she's trying to back away from that. I mean, even in the email that he had reprinted from her.
Right.
I mean, basically, you know... She says, let's see.
I mean, that email from her to them is enough for me to have gone.
I like you, AJ, and there's no way, and if there's a way to expose this dude for the creepy douche he is without me being attached to it in any way, then that is fine.
So she's no problem outing Brett Favre for doing what he allegedly did, her name's with it.
I just want to make it clear that I never met him, saw him, etc.
Right, he never cheated.
Because
right?
I don't roll that way.